Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a Christmas party hop.
What exactly is a party hop?
Hello.
Shaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Channel 3 weather god Scott Haney.
Yes.
Hello. How did the toy drive do? Hello.
Great.
Did good, man.
Oh, good.
Yes.
We haven't talked to you since then?
No.
Oh.
It seems like it was a year ago.
It really does.
It's sad, doesn't it? Right?
It was like a week ago.
It was just last Friday.
Yeah.
And it seems like a year ago.
Yeah.
It does.
How was Foghat?
The final on-air total was 167,000. But
Incredible.
Oh, my God.
But there's always thousands that come in after.
Yeah.
Like Dave from Riverview Bistro said there's another 1,200. And we had a couple of other calls like that. Union, though, with Mark the Goose Killer said, you know, we were collecting toys that night and then they were bringing those over. So there was a lot of money. I delivered a couple of checks in the name of the Rum Runners and Spice Catering to a team and the Boys Girls Club. So it's probably like 175 when, you know, you count everything up.
Which that is really remarkable. What an accomplishment. Yeah, congratulations.
Very cool.
No, seriously.
Thanks for your help, Scott.
How was Foghat?
They were great.
Awesome.
They were great.
Yeah, really? Awesome. Okay.
What? Why?
No, I was just wondering. I was like, you know, because I heard that the audio check was a little,
long.
Like particular.
They were very particular.
Yes.
Well, that on one side of it made everything better because they wanted a bigger stage. They wanted bigger this. They wanted very specific equipment. We liked that they took it very seriously.
And
It wasn't like, hey, we're just whatever. We don't care.
Right. They weren't just
it was a concert.
Yeah.
They wanted everything. Yeah. At a concert. They played forever at the end.
Yeah.
However, the sound guy, it was the Foghat sound guy, did something to the mix.
Uh-oh.
That made the voice echo, delay.
Yeah.
And I went over to him and I said, hey, look at the text I'm getting. He goes, I know, I'm doing that.
I'm like, okay. Can you undo that?
I just walked away. Boy, I'm like, okay.
I guess he knows what he's doing. Bye.
There must be a reason for this.
This is why I don't touch buttons.
Somebody's in a fog and it's not them.
Right. The band was great, though.
The band was great and we loved working with them.
And they're wonderful guys.
Yeah.
Yep. Loved them.
I'm glad.
I want to send the manager, which is Roger's wife, the audio. Just so I just hope she knows what he did.
Yeah.
Not to rat him out, but like, I don't know. Is this part of your business plan?
Don't touch that button. Yeah.
But it was all great.
Yeah.
It was really just full
phenomenal.
Of love.
Phenomenal.
The place was packed out.
Yep.
We had so much content on. Every 5 minutes, there was something amazing.
Like a circus.
It was really the best toy drive we've ever done.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm so glad.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It was so great to see Jennifer, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. She's very excited that you're coming to the party.
Oh, me too. I'm so excited. Can't wait.
And
I asked her, the first thing I asked her when I saw her, I wasn't like, hey, how are you? Happy holidays. I was like, does that brewery have a full bar? she was like, oh, yeah. I was like, okay, then I'm definitely coming.
He's down with it.
Yeah, so she asked me to ask you what you like so I could tell Mark over there to make sure.
Stock up.
He has
vodka, cranberry, and triple sec.
Nice.
Okay. Triple sec.
The three ingredients to a successful party.
Vodka and cran.
All right. And there's hotels around there. Or there's my house if you don't want to drive back.
Oh, you know, that's a good idea.
It's a big
we'll
parking
get you an
lot.
Uber or whatever.
It's quiet
we'll
parking
work it
lot.
Out so you can have a good time.
Okay. I might sleep in your garage because I know DeStefano did the floor.
Yes.
Oh, so yeah, you'll be comfortable there.
Right.
It'll be just like home.
Yeah, just a little bigger.
He'll open his eyes and be like, oh, how did I get home?
Oh.
And where's my car?
How'd my garage get bigger?
Is your 23-year-old coming?
I've invited him. I don't know if he's coming or not, but we'll see what happens.
School night?
I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, when you're on television, you're doing the weather, you're doing your comedy. When you come on here, You let it all hang out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he might be a little reluctant to come in thinking,
absolutely,
all these people know everything about me.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, tell him that it's the greatest group.
Yeah, it's cool.
And he'll be accepted immediately.
Yeah.
and no one's posting pictures.
Right, he's buying the first round.
This is one of those, like, I'm going to get on the mic, like, hey, everybody's here to have a good time. We're not. You could take a picture,
yeah,
but don't post it.
Exactly. We'll do it now. Here, exactly. It's the beginning of the night. This is the one we want.
Right, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And then after that, phones away.
Yeah, before we're disheveled.
Right.
That's for, yeah, I'm going to talk to him about it this weekend. He's going to I have my big Gale party at Max downtown this weekend.
Oh, cool.
Where I invite my closest, but Andrea Bocelli kind of screwed me. What a mess.
Wait, what is
everybody's going to his show?
No. I called in June to reserve the date of December 9th for my party because I always have it the second weekend of December.
Yeah.
And that's typically better for everybody because it's kind of before everything really kicks in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the 16th, people are already going to their families.
It's still
And then Christmas Eve, you can't do it, the weekend of Christmas Eve. So I called and I said, I need December 9th. And they were like, oh, can't do it. Andrea Bocelli's in town. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, so who cares if Andrea Bocelli's in town? Well, he's eating at the restaurant and he's in your room.
He's eating at the restaurant.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So I'm like, that's what I said. I went, oh. So I said, they said, if you want, he's going to perform, but he'll be done by 7:30. We can turn the room around, have it ready for you by 8. And I'm like, 8 o'clock is just too late.
Is it really?
I want the party to start 6:30 to 7. I want the cocktails. I want to walk into the room after an hour. And they, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It was too much.
Right.
So I said, I got to go with the 16th. And literally, I'm down to 30, normally it's 50 people, and I'm down to 35 now, which is still a nice group, and we're going to have a good time.
Nice crowd.
But a lot of people couldn't come because it's on the 16th.
Gotcha. What is this, your Christmas party, or?
Yeah, the 50, I invite 50 of my closest gay male friends.
Right, the gay old party.
The gay old party.
Yeah, the GOP.
Yeah.
Right.
No women, just all gay men.
The GOP.
All right, I guess I'm not invited then.
No.
Hey.
Sorry.
So, Tori Piskin, comedian, she's at Fairfield Comedy Club tomorrow. She's in studio.
Oh, hey, Tori. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I wish I could put a face to a name, but I guess this is radio.
I'll show you a picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll show me a picture. I'm very good. Look, Brad, imagine Brad Pitt.
Right.
And now, okay, I'm imagining.
And look at Scott. Yeah.
But then I'm not invited to the party.
Anyway, then Andrea Bocelli cancels.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, that's even worse. That is even worse.
Oh, what a turd.
He canceled, and he's going to reschedule for 2024.
Seriously?
You know what that means? Another weekend where I can't have my party, where I want to have my party on the date.
No.
Maybe it's time for a new location.
Did you tick off Andrew Bocelli by any chance? Did you do something evil to him? Did you say something wrong? He seems like a vendetta.
I don't know what the hell what's going on, but he canceled, and now the weekend was free, and I was like, it's too late. The invites are in the mail, and everybody's coming tomorrow, so that's the way it is.
Well, why don't you have everyone come to my comedy show tomorrow?
There you go.
Fairfield Comedy Club.
Well, no, tomorrow's the party.
Oh, well, a little after the party, maybe, before.
The after
party. What time are you performing?
Well, I'm at 7, but what about the people that you invited that you realized you didn't really want to invite them? Give them the location of Fairfield Comedy Circle.
I will certainly do that.
I thought that's where my show was. I thought that's where the party was. I'm so sorry, but there's a great comedian there you should watch. Right. She'll be there for an hour and a half.
Why don't you come perform at my party?
That's even better.
I mean, what time's your party again?
7.
It's this same time.
Yeah, no.
Zoom it up.
Zoom.
Oh, wow. Look at that. See? Huh.
But thank you for the invite.
Right.
As a performer. Not as a full guest, but as a performer.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what the goat says.
Tragedy! Recipe that's gone and can't go on. It's tragedy!
You know, that was a really good performance by
it was
the three
your
of
best.
Us, I have to say.
We had fun.
A+.
Yeah.
It really was pretty good. I got to be honest with you.
It's by accident.
I was shocked.
This sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I know. We're all like, what the hell's going on? This sounds good.
No,
they're throwing things.
The piece that put it over the top, Scott, was you were on it.
Yeah.
Like, we all know Andre's going to be on it.
Yep.
AJ was doing his part.
Yep.
But you were on it.
Yeah, man.
Like, on it. And that brought it all together.
You were all over it, dude.
And it was the perfect mix of comedy, but also we were all like, whoa.
We followed your lead,
man. They're actually pretty damn good.
You led us. You were the Barry Gibb.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I had like 4 hours of talking to warm up to that level.
That's true.
Holding you. Holding
this is
you.
The best part.
Yeah.
Tori, how?
Who's singing this?
How old are you?
The three of you?
How old are you?
32.
Do you know what that song is?
I know this song.
Bee Gees, yeah.
But I don't know who
sings it. You heard of the Bee Gees?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you don't know who's singing this version.
Is it you two?
It's Scott Haney.
Okay.
AJ. And one of our tribe members, Andre.
Andre, yeah.
So you recorded this where?
No, that was live.
That was a live performance.
Live on stage last week.
Last Friday, yeah.
That it sounded good.
I know what happened.
Yeah, right?
You have no idea what happened.
You sound surprised.
You don't know how it got so good. But sometimes you have those nights as a performer. We were like, I don't know. It just kind of all worked out.
Right, all the stars aligned.
Did you guys have matching outfits?
Yes, we did. Yes.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, well,
that was the missing ingredient from previous years. Maybe that was it.
Okay, so the glitter brought you together. The glitter brought you on the same vocal tone.
Yeah, we all had the Travolta look, yep.
It was really incredible. It wasn't a tragedy. It was anything but.
I know.
I was prepared to just sweat. During that whole thing.
You and me both.
I was like, I'm going to look at Scott, and if he gives me the nod, we'll just pull the plug.
You know? I think the last thing I said before I walked away, I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
And the whole place, and to watch the motorcycle gang fat bastards and other guys just rocking out to the Bee Gees, I'm like, this is not something you see every day.
It was interesting.
No, it really wasn't.
We're going to do Flubbles. These are the top five Flubbles of the year.
This is
year.
All of 2023.
Okay. So
this is the hardest job I've had all year, by the way.
Dear God.
Flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble.
Everyone makes mistakes. Chaz and AJ make a lot.
What the?
The Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven Flubble Montage.
We have some tongue twisters for you.
Oh, good. This will be fun.
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
How can a can clam in a cream? How can a clam cram clam?
No.
How can a can clam in a... How about a clam in your face? Cram. In a clean corn can cream.
Really? How can a clam cram in a clean cream can?
How can a clam cram in a clean cream can? How can a clam cram in a cram? How can a clam cram in a clean cream corn can?
There's no corn. Why did you add that?
And that's number five. That's not number one.
I should probably have my brain checked.
I had to put it through the filter of if it still makes me laugh now, it's got to be considered.
Okay.
This was a very hard test this year. All right, here's
number four.
Number four.
Adam, the next time you're in Connecticut, you should come to Connecticut. I mean, our studio. Jesus Christ.
I think the next time I come to Connecticut, I will come to Connecticut.
You know, that's going to be played again in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm so happy about it.
And for the rest of my career.
I remember when you did that, I looked at you like, what just happened? That's the thing about wait, what did you just say?
Yeah. Yep. That was a good one.
That was good.
He owes us that now.
That's right. Yeah. Next time he's here.
Number three.
To 97646. That's your Chaz and AJ.
Did you sneeze?
Oh.
Just had a piece of
adorable kind of.
I'm back in my throat.
Hang on a second. Wait.
Someone's choking on air.
Connecticut Lottery.
Wow.
Wow. It's funny that you almost died and we thought it was hysterical.
There's more to this. Because it didn't stop there. Like, the whole commercial break went, and we come back out on the air, and I'm still choking.
Thank you, God.
I haven't fully recovered.
He sounds like the lion in Bugs Bunny.
Choking on AJ's name, I think. I got to Chaz and... This traffic report is brought to you by... Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You always have a place at MAP on the 24-hour victim helpline. Helping or hurting, guys. Helping or hurting.
Wow.
I got my.
It was 20 minutes.
I got my present early that year.
That was this year.
I know.
That was epic. Number two.
AJ, get ready.
Oh, no. Tomorrow and Sunday, we're looking at muggy temperatures, muggy period, muggy temperatures.
95 southbound in Jethro. Stanford.
I can see you flying from here.
I'm watching you, you bastard.
Just a little muggies.
Shut up.
It's muggies. You know what? You're going to go to Griffin Hospital pretty soon. You're going to knock it off. Trauma center. What happened?
I don't know. This traffic report is brought to you by the state of Connecticut. Visit ct.gov.
CT state.
Oh, we got another one. Now. We got to report this cough.
I still can't handle that one.
I love my natural reactions to put you in the hospital.
I didn't do anything to you.
That should be the next thing Ruth counts, not how many people I hang up on, how many times you threaten to throw them off the roof or send them to a hospital.
At least four or five times a show.
Number one?
I feel like it was a clear number one this year. This was my favorite anyway, so it's a little biased, but...
I'm scared.
Get ready, AJ.
I know it.
Here we go, number one.
All right.
And actually, R2-D2 is named after American Graffiti. When one of the guys apparently... apparently what happened was... I get that little fog from the COVID, sorry, every now and then. But what happens
is... the COVID.
But anyway, it's For Real 2 Dialogue 2. They were doing part... They were like going over the tracks on American Graffiti. And what happened was Real 2 Dialogue 2... Sounded cool. R2, they called R2-D2. So he wrote it down and said, "Hey, you know this? That's gonna be a good name for like a robot in the future." And he ended up using that name for R2-D2 in Star Wars.
Oh. AJ was rebooting.
You can reboot all your ass in a second.
Oh, my
stupid robots!
Oh, my side hurts.
I hope to reboot Emma's ass.
And then you get mad at the robots. Stupid robots.
The music in the background made that.
The music is what made it.
All right. I agree. I need therapy. I agree.
But we're doing a top 10 list. You got the answer, and all you had to do was just shut up.
I know.
Just stop talking.
I know I had that option. I just chose not to.
Just kept going.
It was like slipping on ice. I'm like, I'm going
to
get
tired. He wanted to get the information out there to sound smarter. The more you talk, the worse it was.
I'm like, at some point, I'm going to bring them in.
You would have sounded smarter if you said nothing.
I just, you know, next time, just tell me to shut up.
Sweating. All right. Tori Piskin. Tori, thank you for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. And yes, if you want to get away from your family, if you want to bring your annoying family, come to my show tomorrow at Comedy Fairfield. Wait, Fairfield
Circle.
Comedy Circle.
Yes.
That's a tongue twister.
That's a flubble.
It's a flubble.
How did a clean cream can corn? Christmas is a time to
say I love you. Isn't this a nice Christmas spirit here in the studio?
Very.
Festive.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got both teeth here, too.
Yes.
A lot of love.
Mr. Christmas himself.
He walked in complaining, AJ.
I mean, it's lobster, though. I mean, this is a fantastic... This is the best it's ever been when I've walked in here.
Wow. Yeah, it's been pretty good this year. This has been a great year.
It's always the same smell.
Thanks to Dave at Riverview Bistro for bringing this feast.
Yes, thank you, Dave.
Thanks to Ayesha May for bringing the fudge.
Right.
Yay.
Wait, where's their fudge?
There are these... And there's booze in it.
Would you like some fudge?
No, Bailey's. I can't. You don't try... God damn it.
I work here.
Well, it's not a lot of booze. You'd have to eat the whole thing to have, like, a buzz, I bet.
That should be your comedy tagline, by the way. Ayesha May, she brings the fudge.
She brings the fudge.
I don't know if you want that as your tagline.
I know. I was like, it sounds like I'm...
Right.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Also, thanks to Chief Anthony Capozzello, Sandy Hook Fire Department.
The best.
Yep.
Brownies, cookies, and Christmas crack.
The Christmas crack is amazing.
Christmas crack's the best. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Appropriately named.
Wait, what's that? What is it?
It's saltine crackers, and then it's like a layer of like caramel that you make yourself, and then chocolate.
No, yeah. I'm out.
No, what? You have to have a bite.
No.
Yep.
Salt and
try
sweetie.
One small
salt
bite.
And sweetie.
Try
sweet
one.
Sweet and salty. That's what I meant.
Peer pressure. Don't worry, you won't go skids.
Do it. Describe.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, told you.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My bad. Sorry.
All right.
You are so wrong on that one.
Right.
Wow, that was an immediate reversal.
That's really good. Yeah.
You guys see when a cardboard
and
sign?
It is like crack. You can't stop.
It's not saltine crackers. It's graham crackers.
Oh, see,
saltine crackers makes it gross.
No,
I don't think so.
No, I make it with. There's different ways. But
some people use the flat like pretzel crisps. Even
yes,
like
yeah.
you can do whatever for the base. But
well, that's excellent.
Yeah,
good job.
Great Steve. Fudge.
Good fudge. All right, good.
All right, here we go.
All right,
Chaz and AJ, the Water Doctor. Boss Keith, top five.
Just a quick review. Last week at this time, I was shaking in like 60 feet in the air. It's much better to be down on like the regular floor.
Right.
I guess it was an hour. It was at 8:30. But yeah,
he was in flight, yes.
I think the thing you don't know is that me doing the zip line was supposed to happen like 10 minutes after I did it. And Ed was helping me and texting Phil like, he's got to get down or he's going to like lose his mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so thanks
for that. Is
there
a video of that?
There is. I think it will be released today or early next week. They are working on the editing. Yeah, they were up there with cameras. And those two guys filming, like, it didn't have a care in the world that I was legit shaking up there.
Ed is not a compassionate person, especially when it comes to you.
No.
He wanted to help you.
Yeah.
So that's when I knew the boss is freaking out.
He was like, Phil, I think he texted you too, like, Keith's got to get down. And I needed to get down. I was like, you screams, I got to get down. That's I was like a minute away from that.
It started polite, like, when is this happening? And I started listing stuff. And then it was like, no, he's got to go now.
I couldn't imagine a scenario where I was up there and the mayors were doing, I got you, babe, while I'm still like suspended
dangling
in the air. I couldn't. I was like, I need to get down. Pre-mayor.
I like when he's spinning.
Pre-mayor.
Why am I spinning?
My thought was, get him in the reindeer costume and make him sit in that for an hour.
Right.
Again, children do this. I don't know why I was so petrified. The kid that runs it was like 13 years old, and he was like,
no
yeah,
problems.
This is nothing. Just up and down and sideways. What a terrible time. But I'm glad the toy drive was a success.
That raised another $5,000.
Yeah,
amazing.
And the grand total now is something like 172 grand with cash and toys. Yeah, like something like that. So it just kept going up like over the weekend and stuff like that. So great job.
And thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
And Mary.
Yes.
Yeah. Riverview Bistro.
Yes, thank you.
These were the texts from Keith up there.
I got to go down. I got to go down.
Right, it's that.
I have an emergency. Get me down.
I felt just like that.
Thank
I was.
You.
Help.
Welcome to my world.
We're going to get emails from that guy.
I was going to say, I literally was
that
like, this guy's
going to
email
us.
So, you know, just we had AJ in that bucket last year.
Uh-huh.
And he was screaming like there's nobody's business.
I was.
Right?
I was.
Like he was screaming help.
Yeah.
So, like at power 10.
Over and over again.
And then
they heard me in North Haven.
Hold on.
Help! Help!
Oh, my God.
Help!
I had to take my headphones off.
And less than a year later, he's in the hospital with major surgery for his gut blowing apart.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. No coincidence.
1-800-LAWYERS.
He agreed to do all these things.
That's right.
We have tapes of him saying it's okay.
Killer is not liable.
1-800-LAWYERS. Call me.
And I have that fake document he signs.
Oh,
that
right.
Like attorney Drew put together.
I didn't sign that one.
Yeah,
there's
it was
one that you signed.
It was a verbal on the phone. This was his response.
You son of a bitch! I swear to God, I'm gonna kill every one of you.
I have documents.
These are jokes.
I have documents,
and I meant it.
Of something.
I meant it that moment too.
Where are those documents? Who's to say? Okay, so today's list today. So 2024 is a big deal. So I'm not like a weird numbers person. I'm sure Ruth is into numbers and what they have to do with the sun or whatever. But every year that ends with a four has been a major event has happened in my life. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So in 1984, I discovered music and movies and pop culture and sort of changed the way I exist. In 1994, I graduated high school. In 2004, I got married. And in 2014, I got divorced. So 2024 is going to bring some major event. Certainly going to be something bad. But we'll see. So this is a big year. 2024 is a big deal, big year. Let's hope something, so it's a good event and not some terrible bad event.
Something in Zipline too this year? Right.
So here are my top five predictions that for 2024 for the globe, not for me.
The globe. Okay.
Okay, so number five. Everyone collectively says, no more streaming apps. We need a better system. We can't continue as a group to pay $15 per app plus cable plus YouTube TV or whatever. I think we should rise up and handle this very big issue, ending streaming app fees. Who would have thought that cable, which we all hated, we all collectively hated cable, was actually better. Yeah. Who would have thought that?
And cheaper.
My bill, if you don't share passwords, your bill on these apps is easily over $100, especially if you want to have regular TV too. Yeah. We have to do something. Somebody's got to invent something better.
I'm surprised they haven't packaged them together yet.
Right. Why isn't that a thing that I can buy something that's all of them for $45? Where's that? Let's invent that. We should do that as a collective tonight.
Okay. We should do that.
Number four. This is very important. Your New England Patriots tank the rest of the season. They fire Bill Belichick on January the 9th.
They're not going to fire
him. Firing him.
What are they going to do?
They're going to fire him.
This is the voice of a spoiled freaking brat.
It's true.
Unbelievable.
Win for 2 years.
4 years. We haven't won for four years. Four. Yeah.
Oh,
they're awful. I mean, they're terribly bad.
Wow. Bandwagon.
They are going to fire him.
Oh, try being a Cowboys fan.
Oh, that's true. They haven't won since 1995.
Six, five.
Something like that.
Five.
Vikings.
You watch.
Never.
You watch. Mark, write this down.
No.
Monday, January the 9th, he will be fired.
Not going to happen.
Or, well, he won't be fired. He will walk away. There will be some parting of the way.
Stop.
Yeah, you'll see.
You are ridiculous.
Write it down.
Unbelievable.
And who comes in?
He can't walk
away. Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel.
Yes. The coach of
Tennessee. What were they in? 9 Super Bowls? I think they won 6.
They won 6.
Okay.
It was all Brady.
And it's
since Brady left, it's all gone bad. For 40 years of bad.
You people.
You people.
So you're
really
putting me with all the other like Boston yin yangs.
Right? Oh, where you belong. Clearly.
I'm telling you, on January 9th, he's going to get let go some way or another. You'll see.
Would you support that?
Yes. It's time to go.
All right.
Wow.
Tell me, it's over. Tell me Mike Vrabel's head coaching career.
Not great.
Record. What is it?
Not great.
Is he a winning or a losing coach?
He's a losing coach.
No, he's a winning coach.
Damn it.
You don't even know.
I don't know.
You had a 50-50 shot.
I did. Right. I know
who do they get in his play?
How many playoff games has he won?
Oh, my God.
8.
I can't believe these people.
You're the worst. Get out of here.
Okay. We'll see. These are predictions.
Collapsing on itself already.
These are predictions.
Give it time, though. Like, look at the Denver Broncos.
Exactly.
We struggled for a couple years, and now look at, finally, we're gelling with Russell Wilson. We're doing something.
January 9th. Get back to me January 9th. Okay. We'll see.
January 9th, replay this.
There's
when it doesn't happen. It'll
in
be funny.
The DNA of people from Boston who they need to be miserable no matter how good things are. Like when you drove into Boston, they won the Stanley Cup, the NBA
it's
Finals,
been a good run.
The World Series and the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you would drive through that city and turn the radio on and listen to sports radio and think that they hadn't won anything in 30 years.
Bitch fest.
That's the weather.
Unbelievable.
Makes everybody bad.
Worst fans.
The weather
and
the traffic.
And the worst suggestions, like for a solution.
You watch.
Listen to
again,
him.
January 9th.
No, but if any
you know what Tom Brady needs to do? He's got to change his number.
If these people run anything, you could work for them for 20 years, and then like there's a bump, and I was like, get the hell out of here.
Right, that's right. Well, that's my prediction. Again,
awful.
These are predictions. Number
terrible.
Three.
Bad.
Number three.
Number three is different. I think a bunch of these festival concerts won't happen or will go out of business.
Nah.
So the real problem is there's not enough headliners, right? Bands that want to play festivals, bands that want to do it and can also sell tickets. So if you're a band like Rage Against the Machine, right? I would never tour. They hate each other, right? I would continue to hate each other, but show up to six festivals, make $2 million a festival, play 90 minutes, and then go home. But there's just not enough bands to do it. So there was something like 100 festivals last year. No way. It is not sustainable because there are not enough headliners that will do it. It's a problem.
And we don't have the money to go.
Right. And then they're pricing out people. So,
yeah.
So if a band like Pearl Jam plays a festival, you're paying them $3 or $4 million. And then you've got to book all these other bands.
Yeah.
And then the ticket prices are like $1,000.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see the big ones will stay.
Yeah.
Lollapalooza, Coachella, like sort of the big famous
name
ones.
Name brands.
And then all this kind of little ones around the country will go away. That's my prediction for that.
Well, there's an easy solution here, and it is fire Bill Belichick.
Right. January 9th.
Yeah. Maybe we sacrifice him.
Number two.
Right.
AI. Bigger and better. Who's real? Who isn't? More importantly, are these emails real? Using ChatGPT can make your emails so much smarter and better. So how many of the emails am I writing are actually from me or are they from the robot?
Oh, we can tell.
I don't think you can tell. The nice ones are the robot.
So
the robot's not going to yell at us.
Yeah. The ones aren't in bold caps.
Right.
The robots are much kinder. But you're going to see even more of this. So start reading your emails and looking at press releases and looking at newsletters and seeing if you can determine what is real and what is ChatGPT, what is AI. Because it's a lot. But, the future is this. I mean, there's certainly not going to be a Keith in, like, 6 years. There'll be, like, Robot Keith who does, you know, the music logs and yells at people in a robot voice.
Maybe it's 2024. Maybe that's your terrible prediction.
I get replaced by a robot! What a hell that would be, Phil.
And now he's coaching the Patriots.
Imagine if in September of 24, they're like, Keith, you've had a good run, but Robot Keith is going to do this better and more efficiently.
Robot Keith, those are nice to me.
Right.
We can put people to cubicles outside his office. They don't scare him away.
Right, it's true. We don't have to keep moving the salespeople further away from this.
I can't hear over the yelling.
All right, and the number one prediction of 2024, hide in November. This election will be the worst thing ever. But that's not the issue. The issue is all the wrong people will either be too mad or too happy. No matter what side you're on, the people on both your side and the opposing side will be too fired up and will be the worst. It'll be social media. It'll be dumb T-shirts and signs. It'll be constant blathering about it wherever you are. I don't want it. I want to skip elections. I can't go through what happened the last two, three times, whatever. I can't. So hide in the month of November. And that's my prediction. And all of them are right. Get back to me. We can replay this. Shut up. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
AJ, the Water Doctor. Boss Keith, top five.